On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, this is Cave Circles. I'm sitting here with Jess and I'm here to talk about my new album, Ships.
So we're talking about Ships, mm-hmm. And I love this album.
Thank you.
I have been really enjoying it since you've sent it through to me. What's the story behind Ships?
So the story about the album Ships is that I had worked with my friend Seven Davis Jr. on my previous EP. I was a big fan of his music, especially his kind of vocal style, and we'd formed a relationship, friendship, working sort of relationship over the years, and he came over to New Zealand. I played support for him, and then from that tour he said, hey, I'm starting this sort of underground label sort of called Secret Angels and would love you to do a record for it. And I was like, yep, I'd love to do that. And of course it took 3 or 4 years of messing about until I kind of really got around to doing it. And yeah, so I made this album, and from where this album is now, it's probably about the sort of fourth version of it. I kept sending Seven ideas for the album. Mostly it was all bangers, like sort of more kind of club centered stuff. And he kind of came back to me this year and said, you know what, I think it'd be really cool if he had something for everyone and actually just kind of make something that kind of reflects yourself, like different, don't need to make it all about a club album. It's kind of more about your personality and different aspects of yourself. So that's kind of what I come up with.
That is so cool. I'm such a huge fan of Seven Davis Jr. and love
cool.
His stuff. And yeah, I have noticed that you have been going in a slightly different direction with your music. You're kind of becoming more broad in what you're doing, and almost feels quite spiritual at the same time for some reason. I feel like that's what I get from listening to your releases that you're putting through recently.
Yeah, I think it's just maybe just maturing, and there's lots of kind of, I think with any of the work, there's, you know, you kind of get older and certain things become more important. Like, I don't really care about clout or even financial kind of thing. I just care about making artifacts really, you know, for my children, which is like, you know, I've got sort of two beautiful children, and I'm kind of at that stage of life where you start thinking about, well, what can I leave for them, you know? I know it's quite a heavy, deep thing to think about, but that's kind of what really drives it, just trying to make something, I don't know, just something that feels more truthful.
You can definitely hear that, and I feel like that makes sense when you say that. I'm like, that is kind of the essence of what I get from it. The first track that we're talking about is the opening track on the album, and it's called Maze Polar. Mm-hmm. What's that one about? What can you tell me about that one?
The first track, Maze Polar, is basically like this kind of little sonic meditation thing I made. I had this kind of chord progression stuck in my head, and then just kind of had this melody sort of pestering me, and put it together like that. It's kind of the idea around it at the time was just kind of something uplifting, you know. I was just kind of, yeah, it's just very much something that was born out of the subconscious, I feel like. That wasn't something I sort of sat down and worked through. It was one that kind of came in, you know, like in terms of it sort of sounded quite formed in my head. But yeah, I just wanted to make something that was light, that had lots of light in it and a bit of hope, and I think that's kind of the theme for this whole record. The song Ships was the one that features Silka, and she's based in Brooklyn. That was another one, actually. It was more based around a chord progression that I'd been working on, and I had kind of gone through, like, I'd written it for a drum machine and some guitar and a keyboard part, that I just worked out this sort of phrase, this nice little chord progression. And then I'd been in touch with Silke, and I'd sent her a bunch of things, and she was like, oh, I really like this, I've got something for this, and kind of told her a bit about what I was thinking, and she just came back. I mean, she's a co-writer on this, so she came up with the lyrics and the melody pretty much that sits with it. I kind of gave a bit of an idea of it, but she formed it and sort of owns that whole thing. So, yeah, the basis behind that is just, you know, it's kind of like a universal thing. You know, like, it's, again, it's like a meditation. And for her it is. It's kind of like stream of conscious thing in terms of the lyrics. So, but I thought it'd be quite nice to have a kind of songy, kind of formed song, one with sections, because the other ones are kind of quite esoteric and kind of like blocks of moods, you know. And this one's kind of more of a song in that tradition of kind of, you know, some kind of left of center kind of soul music. What about love? Can't you see? I can't get nothing in between. So the track Morena Birdie Pies, it's just fun. It's got my son Kiva on there, and really wanted to be on the album. So we actually woke up one morning and walked up to the top of our hill up in Wellington on the Miramar Peninsula, and it was like maybe 5:30 in the morning. We got up and went for this walk, and it was during the lockdown, or just after the lockdown, so there was a lot of bird life around. And Kiva was like singing this song, like Morena Birdie Pies, you know, singing this how kids do. And he kept singing it over and over. And I was like, oh, we should go home and record that. And that's what we did. It's been home. And then I recorded it maybe in like 2 minutes, and then spent probably 10 hours trying to work out a drum beat for it. Fourth track, Dan Dan, is I just wanted to kind of, because I'd moved on from the sort of first and second kind of versions of the album were kind of synth and drum machine kind of based and quite sort of sitting in that kind of lo-fi kind of realm. And then when I sort of came around to this version of the album, I wanted to incorporate more guitars and things. I think it was kind of like harking back to sort of my background coming from Dunedin as well, and sort of revisiting lots of Dunedin bands like over this year as well, like Snapper and some of the bands I used to be really into, and wanting to somehow incorporate guitar into the record. So that was a perfect tune for that, and it features like got Luke Buddha on there, and again just wanted to make something quite sort of hopeful and quite light. And also, and I was lucky to have my friend Anna, who goes by the name Edie, to add that sort of really amazing kind of vocal textures on there, and was really lucky to have that. It just kind of lifted the whole thing up. So the fifth track is called Disco Savior, which was like, this was kind of my Arthur Russell kind of homage. Like, I was listening to him and also kind of being deep on my life in the Bush of Ghosts, Eno and David Byrne's album. So I don't know, it's just kind of like an amateur attempt at sort of recreating some of that music. But I love Arthur Russell, you know, like his Dinosaur Owl, like you know, like I love that style of disco. And I kind of thought, it's quite funny because part of the making this record too, I was kind of into the idea of using things that aren't necessarily that cool to use, like sort of filtered kind of Mooga Fooga slap bass and stuff. And this album I'm playing heaps of bass on it, and we got this Mooga Fooga at home that we borrowed off a friend, and yeah, I just went overboard on it, and they had way too much fun, and I thought, oh, here's the challenge, how can I make something that's not that kind of necessarily that cool or au fait to use in 2020 and just use it. track Benzo actually came from a period of time where my mental health wasn't so good, and I was on heaps of benzos and spent some time in respite. And while I was in there, I made this demo on my computer, which I found only recently this year, and just a really simple chord progression, which was kind of this weird bossa kind of thing, but kind of not as well. I wouldn't call it bossa. I wouldn't do that to the beautiful tradition of bossa, but it came from that, and it's kind of to try and emulate the feeling of being on benzos. You're kind of sort of quite, you know, spaced out and relaxed. And I think that's, I mean, the melody and the kind of chord progression and everything was made while under the influence of quite a lot of benzos. So yeah, that's basically, it's a note to sort of psychiatric medication and being well, I think. It's just that thing and the kind of crazy worlds you inhabit when you're in those kind of spaces, eh?
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.